And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Was awesome. Hey, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Radio.
This is Fred here. We have a really awesome show for you today. Langford, Pete, and Francesca
are all here.
Along with Luigi, the cutest dog in the entire world, who hates cops.
Cops.
And we have a really cool new sound effects pedal that we're using called the Langford Express.
I messed it up. God damn it.
We're still working out the bugs in this whole program. Anyway, that song that we just listened to was a song by the band Cold Turkey. And the song was called The Book. And this is actually a really... weird 7-inch to play, I guess. And the reason that we were playing it is because last week, MRR Radio did a Halloween theme. But, man, that is our week's theme. Like, we should have been the ones doing the Halloween theme. Well, this is like the 30th
I don't know why you just let them take it. You didn't stand up here and say, no, this is the 30th. We are Halloween.
This is
Halloween.
Well, we're not even
going to
post it.
This is Halloween.
We're not even going to post it until the night of the 30th, so most people won't even be listening in until Halloween Day at the earliest.
Sorry.
Everyone knew you just play Misfits songs, Fred.
I know. I had the coolest Misfits songs all set up to play.
His Devil Lock is all styled
to do all those cool like late Ramones songs.
He carved the cramps into his forearm.
Yeah, I mean, things were gonna be really cool, and we just had to throw that all those good ideas right out the door.
I burned all my Slayer records.
So I just decided to move things on from the Halloween theme to the next holiday, and we found a 7-inch by a band that has turkey in the name. Somehow, nobody has had a band called The Turkees, which I thought was going to be a shoe-in, but nobody has made that band their band and then made a 7-inch or LP and send it in to Maximum Rock and Roll. So you should do that. And next time some jerks steal away a Halloween theme from me, I will play your record on the radio show. And the 7-inch that Colt Turkey put out is called Christmas Sucks. And there is a guy either snowboarding or surfing. I can't tell. Maybe he's even skateboarding. But he also has a gun, a straight-edge X on his hand, a sweater, and it looks like the nose
He's slipping
of
on
an
food
eagle.
Grease.
That is probably what it is. There's a fork in there.
Fred?
Yes?
Minimal internet research shows that there was, in fact, a band called The Turkees that put out a song on the cassette compilation No Reagan Equals No Real Hardcore.
Well, awesome. There you go. Boy, that really took the wind out of my sails. I think we'll just be playing another song here. This next band is called Terrible Feelings, and their song is called Impending Doom. Yeah!
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Get more.
welcome back. That song that we just listened to was Hagar the Womb with their song One Bright Spark, which was it was the first track off of their second 12-inch Funnery in the Nunnery that is now on a retrospective that Mississippi Records put out that has both of their first two 12-inches and a comp track. And it's really awesome. You should check that out if you dig music that kicks ass. Before that, we heard Uh-Oh with their song You're So Special. That was a that was off of a 7-inch, like a split 7-inch with somebody. And they are actually going on tour soon. I know they're going to be coming by through the West Coast. Probably in like the middle of November, and probably around the rest of the country at some other point in time too. So you should see if you can track them down playing in a basement near you. Before that was Your Pest Band with their cover of Please Mr. Postman. Before that we had Crazy Band with I Like You, and we started things off with Terrible Feelings, Impending Doom being the song that they played.
More like Impending Gloom.
Next up is Pete. Pete, what do you got for us?
Records. Some old records and some new records. And I don't want to hear Langford talk into that microphone right there. And the first song I'm going to play is from the Cupid Car Club. I very much hope that you enjoy.
Can't stay away from you.
Hello, and welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. What you just heard was Mohinder with 101 from Farmhouse Records compilation. It's called... Damn it, it's just called Farmhouse Records compilation. thought there was going to be like a clever name there. Was not. Before that... was Condominium, a new band from their Warm Home record. The song was called Teeth. Yeah, the whole record is super good. I was going to play something from the B-side, but the songs are kind of long, but they're super good. And before that was Harriet the Spy from their split with Fat Day, the only Harriet the Spy record we have at Maximum. Crazy. And the song was called How We Got on Kill Rock Stars. Before that was Cop Warmth, another new band, new record that is really good, and that was the first song on the A-side, Morning Guilt. And then prior to that was, again, the Cupid Car Club with Child Custody Commandos, not Grape Juice, I'm sorry. It's a song you wanted to hear. After this, we are going to have... I think Francesca is going to play some songs, and Langford is going to...
What I'm going to do is I'm going to vamp so that we don't have dead air while Francesca chooses the Miami song. So Francesca, I believe her set, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a dual-themed set, which is Happy Birthday, Ivy, and Cops.
Completely appropriate. Happy Birthday, Ivy.
And Fuck Cops. Have you found the Miami song that you're going to... start your set off with?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we are going to begin with the first song from the Miami side of the Miami Shotwell split. Any second now. I swear to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ivy.
Happy birthday, Ivy.
Happy birthday, Ivy. Happy birthday, Ivy.
That was Miami with City That Never Sleeps, Allergic to Bullshit, Fuck You, Motherfucker, Los Canadians, Never Can, Black Rainbow, Broomfields.
Which was the order that it was played in. Not backwards. That was the consecutive order. Sometimes we want to switch it up. Show. Well, sometimes we want to switch it up on you guys to keep you on your toes.
Are you really listening out there? Are you? Do you really care about what we have to say?
It's on the website.
Okay, you're listening to it on the computer anyway.
Boy, those songs were so good. Yeah. Like all of them.
Yeah, Ivy's got an incredible voice. Mm-hmm. She's an incredible person. I'm glad it's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Ivy, once again. I think I am going to do a set now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to gently lift you out of this world into another one with the soothing, staticky, fuzzed out sounds of Shoppers from their brand new album.
We'll be right back.
Woo. That was rough.
Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was my set. That was off the new Brain F or Brain Flannel or Brain Fun Equal, whatever you want to call them, record, Sleep Rough. That was Lie About Diet. Before that, we had off the new record from Solo Para Punks from Sudor, Ganas de Vomitar, and the song was called Viejos con Bocas de Desagüe. I think I said that right.
Oh, that was good.
Close enough. From the new Vivisic split, I played a song that his name is in Japanese, but they provided English translations. Those nice guys, they always do that. I think they're all gentlemen. The Ant of Babylon, more spiritual Japanese thrash for you. Then it was Slugs with Suit and Tie. Not so much of a spiritual song, but so much of a song about not wanting to wear a suit and tie all day. I can relate to that spiritually. To begin our psycho-analytical, extraterrestrial, bizarre, hypnotic journey was Shoppers. And that song actually doesn't have a name because none of those songs on that record have names, but it was the fourth song on the A-side of Fuzzy Wuzzy Goodness. And now Francesca is going to play, I think this is the cop set, am I correct?
Absolutely. Cops occupy Oakland forever.
What's the first song?
The first song is by the incredible AK-47 from Texas. This is from Bloodstains Across Texas Comp. It's called The Badge Means You Suck.
Fucking town, it roars. Bodies are washed black bodies. Bottles are full of holes. Young captain, capture the criminal. Badges where they gotta be sold. Badges where they gotta be sold. Badges where they gotta be sold. I'd like to be smug and self-righteous. Plug my court, set criminals free. Give me a nice little home up near Conroe, where the neighbors are just like me. But every time I see the uniform, I realize I've had the luck to only read about their latest deed. I guess a fascist mind. Up! Duck when you see them coming. The bad things you suck. Yeah, black man just back from NAMM. If folks thought he was a little bit odd. Jogged at night to calm his nerves. Always talking about God. Well, a black man running in the evening to a cop is a nigga crook. They had two loaded revolvers. Milton had just one book. Why he didn't get a chance to convert them? Because they wouldn't take a second look. Took 8 shots to stop Milton Glover. It's goddamn holy book. Duck when you see them coming, that's a bad need you suck. And revolvers, cover court transcripts with hash. And if by chance you get found guilty, well, you'll still get away with it. Yeah, the men that killed Joe Torres never went to jail. The sniper that picked up Hampton never paid any bail. Well, the killers of Milton Glover, they might be pulling you over tonight. And if you happen to get shot, well, I guess you started the fight. Yeah, I guess you started. started the fight. When I said he started the fight. Bodies are washing black bios. Spiral off the holes. Kill capture, capture the criminal. Badger for the automated souls. Whether too much counterfeit money. I don't need to pass no butt. Gonna coin me a new slogan. The badge means you suck. The badge means you're out. The badge means you suck.
Partisans, Bastards in Blue on the 17 Years of Hell 7-inch. And before that, AK-47, Badge Means You Suck.
Yeah, cops. Well, we've come down to the end of our radio show. We've run out of time. We want to thank you for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We are a subsidiary of the Maximum Rock and Roll fanzine, and you can always give us money in a tax-deductible donation. Just go to our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, and click on the donate button. Or you can mail it to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146, United States of America, if you want to give us your money, which we would really appreciate because we need it. And we want it. We also have a censored version of the show that's available for radio stations. Just go to our website and click the stations link for more info. And if you have something that you want to say to us that you just think is so important, you can go to email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. And you can visit us on the web at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. And we are always accepting records, CDs, and tapes for a review. If you have them, please send two copies of vinyl or one copy of whatever other format you choose to MRR, P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. All right. I believe that there is there one more song, Francesca?
Millions of Dead Cops. Dead Cops!
Straight, get for the hate. When they come, they guns, they do it all for fun. Dead cops, dead cops, dead cops, dead cops. Big bad and blue, they're in the clan too. With Alex is born, we put them to the torch. Dead cops, dead cops, dead cops, dead cops. Rebel, rebel on the street. Makeup on my face, stockings on my feet. All the streets asking me why I don't act like a normal American guy.
straight and me so bad. Woman sits so straight and me so bad. Woman sits so straight and me so bad. Cross the land of the free, safe the home of the brave. You know they call me a queen. Just another human being. What makes America so straight and me so bad? What makes America so straight and me so bad? What makes America so straight and me so bad? What makes America straight and me so bad?